This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An unusual story about fundraising and animal rights out of Namibia and Texas to watch tomorrow. The Safari Club of Dallas, Texas, wants to auction off the right to shoot an endangered black rhinoceros. Their stated reason?
To raise funds for conservation, really.
The BBC's Matt Davies spent years covering sub-Saharan Africa.
The Dallas Safari Club say that they want to auction off this license to hunt just one black rhino that is in Namibia in southwest Africa. Now, there's an estimated 4,000 black rhinos in the wild. There are about 1,800 in Namibia. The supporters of this say that the money raised from this auction, which they think might be $1 million, will go towards conserving the rest of the black rhinos. So it's almost like a sacrifice.
All right, so some kind of trade-off is the idea here. The life of one rhino with the proceeds going to help the rest of the population. What's been the reaction?
Well, the people who are opposed to this say that this is somewhat barbaric. But then there are others, like a chap called Jeff Flocken from the International Fund for Animal Welfare. And he says, you don't need to do this. African countries should be doing non-hunting ecotourism, like photo safaris, taking photographs of rhinoceroses rather than shooting them. And he points to the example of Botswana. Now, in Botswana, they banned hunting permits last year. They did this because ecotourism makes up a 12% slice of their GDP. Hunting actually contributed far less than that, so they get more money out of people taking photos than shooting them. So they just decided to ban hunting. Namibia, of course, isn't going quite the same way because they are auctioning off this license through the Dallas Safari Club.
And while there are protests, the plan is for the auction to go ahead tomorrow. The BBC's Matt Davies, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.